you're enjoying our program so far. It's, to me, absolutely fascinating, the connection that's being made between technology and medicine, healthcare, delivering it. And recently at the IoT Tech Connect conference in Troy, where Kasten and I were moderators of different panels, they had a... what would you call that?
Competition.
A competition. It was elevator pitch competition,
yeah,
kind of thing. Where companies, it came up before a group of panel of judges and the audience, and then said what they had and what their product was.
And there were a lot of really cool, great technologies, but the cream of the cream,
it rose up there, and it was AvidCore. It is a cardiac monitoring device capable of measuring heart rate and rhythm, pulse, oximetry, and temperature, and it is portable. With us right now, we have two people who have been involved in the development of this, and that's Dr. Robert Frank, who is the CEO. Dr. Frank, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And also, Prabodha, forgive me if I slaughter your name, but Prabodha Weebody.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, you're very close.
And here's the executive chairman. Gentlemen, I was fascinated by your device there because it is for people, at least it was shown there, people with AFib, atrial fibrillation, which is your heart has an irregular beat, which needs to be regulated. I have that problem, and in my case, they use medicine to regulate. But this is talking about much more careful monitoring. Talk a little bit about the device itself and what the data is that it gathers. Doctor, would you like to start?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we're really excited. We've been working for almost 2 years on the notion that was conceived by Pro from an incident that his mother had.
Mm.
And we started out with this notion to build a handheld device that could be the least expensive device on the market.
And, yeah,
and we have worked through multiple iterations to really get it to where it is today. And what we have today is a handheld device. You hold it in your left hand, you put the two fingers of your right hand on top of it, and it obtains all the information that you described earlier.
Wow.
It then will upload it to a phone, either Android or Apple, to our app. And then our app will upload it to our platform,
mm-hmm,
and the machine learning, artificial intelligence capabilities of our platform will analyze that rhythm.
Wow!
And our first notion into the market that where we really want to be is atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
Atrial fibrillation is the most common arrhythmia, as I'm sure you're aware,
yeah,
and atrial fibrillation is one of the most common causes of stroke.
Yes.
And of strokes that are caused by atrial fibrillation, 80% of them,
wow,
can be prevented,
oh,
by diagnosing the atrial fibrillation and treating it. So what we really want to do is to be out there and be able to make that diagnosis in an ambulatory population, mm-hmm, and make it really inexpensively. So we're excited.
Prabodha, I understand that this is being done, it has been done in India, and is now being going to be moving into Sri Lanka, where you'll be doing the testing. Am I right on that?
So we have been very lean, nimble company. Like Bob said, we started 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the challenges we are facing coming into United States market is that we want to be in the clinical grade. So to be in the clinical grade, we have to get cleared through FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So we are starting to build up test our device, and we have strong connections to Sri Lanka, and we have two researchers who are working with cardiac patients.
Mm-hmm.
We apply for a government clearance to do a clinical trial in Sri Lanka back in 2017, maybe around March. So we were very excited to see the results, and those tests proved that our testing version is comparable to the hospital grade EKG and
wow. So this is the data that it's gathering is comparable to going into a hospital and getting the big machines out to do the whole thing. That is fascinating. I understand.
So that's the,
go ahead.
That's the study we did initially. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that fascinated me as you and I talked in setting this up was that you have got a test going right now, guys. This is fascinating. With firefighters in the U.S. Could you talk about that?
Sure.
Bob, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. We were really excited when Colorado State University, which is one of the premier research centers for firefighters, reached out to us and asked us if we would partner with them to create a device for firefighters. You know, one of the things that I didn't know was that one of the most common causes of death in firefighters is cardiovascular death. It is not falling through the roof of the building.
Yeah.
It is not, you know, smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
It is heart attacks. And it makes sense. They have incredibly strenuous work.
Mm.
They work under, you know, difficult circumstances.
Mm.
They have irregular sleeping and eating.
Right.
And those are all risk factors for cardiac events. So what we've worked with Colorado State University was to apply for a National Science Foundation grant. And we were fortunate enough to be one of the 10% of companies that are selected for a grant on a first try.
Oh, wow.
So we received almost $250,000 to create a prototype device that a firefighter will actually wear, as opposed to our handheld. We're mm-hmm. taking the same electronics but making it a wearable that will go on a patch on the chest. And what ultimately the idea is that a firefighter will go into a fire, the heart will be monitored,
mm-hmm.
skin temperature will be monitored, environmental temperature will be monitored.
Wow.
And what we hope to be able to do with big data and the AI and the machine learning that the pro is the expert at
mm-hmm.
is to really, you know, hopefully get data from thousands and then tens of thousands of points of data to be able to predict when a firefighter should pull back.
Oh,
so, for example, if there's a combination of a heart rate of 140 and a temperature inside the uniform of 123 degrees or something,
sure,
then we might be able to send a heads-up display or have an incident commander say to this firefighter, listen, you need to pull back, take a 10-minute break, and go back in.
Yeah. Wow.
That what we're hoping is to be able to predict some of these events.
Provoda, I understand that this is like a patch that they wear on their skin?
Yeah, so like Bob said, you know, we are keeping the same electronics, but we are miniaturizing it so it can be put on like a stickable patch. So the whole idea is that, you know, the fire departments, they have safety officers.
Mm-hmm.
So they are responsible for monitoring and building safety protocols for firefighters.
Yeah.
So right now, most of the data that are out there, like Bob said, shows that cardiac issues are like the number one cause of...
Wow. And your device is perfectly placed. Kasten.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always fascinated that we've got a world where a guy can come up with an idea of distributing dancing turtles to teenagers, and all of a sudden he's a billionaire. You know, when I saw your presentation at the conference, I heard the passion for what you're doing and the results. And I'd just like for you to talk about your team and getting up in the morning and coming to work and making a real difference in the world. And I applaud you for that. But what's that like?
Thank you.
But why don't you talk about the team a little bit?
Yeah, so when we started, obviously my background is a technology and management. And like Bob initially told, this whole like seed came from like observing my mom wearing a holter monitor. And she had that for maybe 3 weeks, and I had no idea what's going on in that interface until we take the data to the hospital. So I had aging to, you know, do something with Internet of Things and connect it to a phone and then looking at it. So we did some early kind of proof of concept electronic prototypes, and then Bob has in the French circle, and I talked to Bob, and, you know, he immediately joined our team.
Oh, great.
And then I... wanted, you know, the best electronic engineer. So we found one from MSU who has PhD in electronics and electrical engineering.
That's so great to hear how you put that team together. But we're running out of time, unfortunately. We're going to have you guys back on again to talk more about this. And I want to thank Dr. Robert Frank and probably Bade.
Yeah, that time you killed me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is the executive chairman there? God help me. But you guys are great. We love the device that you created and that you won that $50,000
Entrepreneur Award
from Kaiba.
Yep.
At the convention. Congratulations to you again on that. I'm delighted to hear what it's going to. Gentlemen, take care and have a very good weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Bye now.